We're back to the Neil Haley show. And, you know, when you talk about spring and preparation for spring, my guest today is going to prepare us for life in so many ways. So I'm excited to welcome her, Marianne Spencer. Marianne, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
I'm great.
Great.
I'm in Southern California. It's beautiful here.
Oh, yeah. You know, when you're in SoCal, it's worth it in so many ways. So Marianne, tell me a little bit about your background, then we'll get into our topic today.
Sure. I have been a lifestyle writer, a food editor for many, many years. I'm also a screenwriter, producer, and an author. And I have a local show that airs in Southern California, Simply Delicious Living, but people can watch it on their smart TVs on YouTube. And I love to talk about healthy eating and living and writing, and I incorporate that in my novels, my cookbooks, everything that I do.
That's fantastic. And it's great that the media and the opportunities you have to have a show in Southern California and do that for sure. And so tell us a little bit about, you know, the show. So what types of, if people tuned in, can they tune in other places or just in Southern California?
You know, if they have YouTube, it's my name, Marianne Radini Spencer, or Simply Delicious Living. I also have a website and blog, and that's simplydeliciousliving.com. And really what I love to do, and I've been doing this for a long time, I started a fluke. Really, I was a news writer, producer for CNN, and I started doing a lot of entertainment news, but because I was the only woman on staff at the time, they gave me all the cooking segments, which I love because I grew up in a big Italian Irish family, and we loved cooking and entertaining. And so one thing led to another. I knew that someday I'd work on cookbooks, and I just love creating recipes. So it's something that just I've always done. And then I started writing about it and producing shows about it.
All right. So tell us for our topic today, 5 delicious things for spring. Let's go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to say these are so simple, but sometimes we need a reminder. Eat right, eat well, eat clean. And I say that because make sure you have a colorful plate, lots of fruits and vegetables on it. You also want meat, a little, you know, Mayo Clinic has the healthy plate, but I always say more colorful your plate is, the healthier it is. People also really should be eating farm to table in season. And if you can shop at your local farmers market, certified farmers market, you can Google it. That's a great way to get to know how all the fruits and vegetables are grown and prepared, hopefully without pesticides. And then you also want to eat meatless meals once in a while. It's very healthy. It helps the environment and helps your health. It's been proven in studies to make you feel better. Lean meats, fish, you know, you want to do less sugar. When I cook, I love to use pureed fruits. Mm-hmm. And I know that may sound crazy, but I don't like refined sugar. And when you get used to eating less sugar, you don't crave it as much. And it's so much better for your health because sugar and salt is in everything. So if you can kind of watch what you're eating, it's going to help your weight. It's going to help you feel better, give you more energy. And I always say read labels, because if you can't understand or read the ingredient that's on the label, you don't want to really eat it, would you?
No, not at all. So, and then I think it's very important to go meatless in certain ways. And I would have to, it'd have to taste like meat, but going meatless is important.
Yes, it really is. It helps the environment. It also, it really helps your health. And you can have a perfect protein when you combine like a bean and a rice. I have lots of fun recipes that I have meatless meals, and you can add a piece of grilled fish or chicken to it if you have to have that. But, you know, I love to give people options. And, so I say eat well, that's number one. Next thing is move, walk, ride a bike, go to the gym, even if it's 20 minutes a day, you can do stuff at your desk.
It makes you feel much better if you're working out. Great point.
It makes you, when you're eating right and you move, you're going to feel like you have more energy because you do have more energy. And another part of that, number 3, is think positive. Express gratitude when you get up for the things that you have. Try to surround yourself with like-minded people. Think happy thoughts. If you're finding yourself watching too much news and you've noticed that you're not feeling good, turn it off. It's okay. You know, get the headlines every once in a while, but kind of listen to the music that you like. Mm-hmm. Talk to the people that make you feel good. And you just, when you're eating right and you're moving and you're thinking right, you're going to be more conscious and mindful. And that brings me to the next thing is tuning into you.
Yes.
Focus on your life, what you want, you know, what you want to achieve in your work, in your personal life. And, you know, I think when you're eating clean and moving and thinking positive, you can do that. You can be more clear about everything, and things make sense. They make more sense because
you're really creating a plan. So is there anything else for the spring, or is that all the areas?
One thing.
One more thing.
Foster good relationships.
Relationships are huge. And that's, if you don't have a foster good relationships, then there's problems.
Yeah. And in this day of technology, if you can't see someone, Zoom with them like we're doing, FaceTime. But when you're at a meal and out to dinner, turn off the technology, because you want to make sure that you're connecting with the person and you're not, you know, just on your phone or just on your iPad. You want to look at that person in the eye and you want to hear what they're saying and read their body language so you can actually communicate and build a better bond.
All right. Well, fantastic. Where can people learn more about you and stuff? Where can they go?
The best place they can go to MRS Writes, like Mary Amardini Spencer. Right. So MRS Writes, or simply Aloha Writer, or simplydeliciousliving.com. So I have a few ways to get to me. And those are the best.
Well, Marianne, it's great information. All these things, if you would practice these five things, you'd feel better about your life, you'd have more success in your life, and you would be happier. So great, great points for sure.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.